Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world right now. Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening again. My name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com and .com.au. Continuing on this series, your website, the 10-point success checklist, things that you need to be aware of with your website that perhaps your webmaster isn't doing for you. Because, well, if you don't know, you don't know. Ever heard that before? If you just don't know what you're doing, you just don't know what you're doing. Sometimes when we outsource the work and we get others to do the work for us, well, we do it because we don't know what we're doing. The problem is, if we don't know what they're doing, we are in serious, serious trouble. Therefore, what happens? We get lost. Well, I guess true to the point, for this particular series, we don't get lost, our customers get lost. Now, everything in this particular series is all designed around the concept of what our website visitors, our perfect customers, will actually see, what they experience, and leading them to that customer communication point where they subscribe to something or where they purchase something or at least they contact us to find out more information. Because the website should not be just an online brochure. And that, of course, leads me to success checkpoint number 5, the navigation structure of your web business. How does it look? Let's look at two different examples here and perhaps illustrate this a little further of just how important it is. You're driving home at the end of, well, whatever. It's late in the evening. Not too late. The shops haven't closed yet. The supermarkets are still open in your particular area. That could be 6, it could be 9, maybe they're 24/7, I don't know. But the thing is, you're almost home and you realize, oh crap, I'm out of milk. And you need coffee in the morning and you need milk in your coffee. Now, maybe I'm just talking about my story here, but if you're a coffeeholic just like I am, you know. You got to start that morning with coffee. So what do? You turn that car around and you head back towards the shops. You park the car, you get out, you lock the thing up, you walk across the car park, you get all the way over there, you go in. Man, have you ever noticed that the milk is always as far away from the checkout as possible? Even in the little corner store, it's not close by, is it? Why? Well, you probably already know why, because you've seen the reports and you're understanding the concepts of marketing, and it is simply this. They want you to buy something else on the way, though therefore, in order to increase your chances of purchasing something else, they're going to show you a whole lot of other stuff as you walk past it. Because, well, you know, you just might need some bread while we're at it. Oh, by the way, do you also need margarine? Isn't that, again, just on the opposite end of the freaking store from where the milk is, just in case? And where's the bread? It's on the other corner again. They do this intentionally to take you on a tour through the store. Now, of course, if you're a guest, and we'll go back to our couple and their family who are staying in the motel, and they need some milk, well, this just really sucks because they don't even know which direction to go in. And you know, here's the thing. It's the same for your website visitors when they come to your website for the very first time. They've got no idea which direction to go in unless what? Unless you show them, unless you put the signs up, unless you have good navigation which guides them from where they are to where they, here's the key, to where they want to be. Now, I'm assuming in this particular example that we have found the perfect customer. Their purpose is aligned with your purpose. Therefore, they're looking for what you've got to offer. So here's my suggestion. You give it to them and you make it real simple. You don't make them walk across the store in order to do it. Because here's another thing, an interesting thing. One of the differences between men and between women, and of course this, depending on your day, can be dramatically different yet again. One of my past clients, Alan Pease from PeaseInternational.com, wrote a book called Why Men Don't Listen and Women Can't Read Maps. Okay, some women are going to be offended by that, whereas the men are just going to go, well, dude, why do I need to listen? I already know. Ladies, let me ask you a question. How many times have you sent your man to the shop to get some milk and then some bread and, oh, don't forget to pick up some extra cheese while you're there and maybe this and maybe that? And no more than half a dozen things. And he goes, and if he's, you know, if he's a real Tim the Toolman Taylor, he's going to get out there and he's going to go on his mission and he's going to get his milk and he's going to come all the way back home. What doesn't he have with him? The milk. Has that ever happened? Now, come on. I know it's got to at least happened once. I know I've done it more than once. Okay, brain fry mode sometimes after some crazy days. But the thing is, you go somewhere looking for something and you get distracted so easily. And of course, the man being the man, he's not going to listen when you tell him to do this and to do that, and he's going to want to do it himself because he's the man and he knows that he's the man. And then there's this other thing, like in Alan's book, which just very clearly says, but the women, they can't read the maps and they're going to get lost and they're going to want to find it themselves. The point being, it was that book a good book, an illustration of how sometimes we just get lost in our relationships. And you know, that's what it's all about, really. It is about the relationships that we have with our customers and the navigation that we give them to take them from where they are to where they want to be must be simple. Now, here's the purpose. This is where this comes back in. What is the purpose of your website? Is it to simply have them subscribe to your free list? Then your navigation should take them there. Is it to provide them with information, then have them download your special report? Then your navigation should have them go there. Is it for them to see that you are an authority in your business, in your industry, in your marketplace? Then your navigation should guide them through the steps to prove to them that you are an authority. Is it just to have them come and to buy your product and go away? Perhaps. Then your navigation should do just that for them. The navigation links on your website must guide your customer to where you want them to go. Ask them to ask themselves, yes or no. Yes or no. There's only two things they need to ask when they come to your website. Yes or no. Yes, do I stay or no, do I leave? Yes, do I click this link or no, do I leave? Yes, do I subscribe or no, do I leave? Yes, do I order or no, do I leave? This, of course, is aligned closely with your purpose. But from a customer's perspective, what does your website say? Where does it ask them to go? Does it meet their needs? Does it meet their expectations? These are the questions you need to be looking at for your website, because your customers are doing it subconsciously without even realizing it. That's enough for this time. Paul Bars from paulbars.com and .com.au signing off. Talk to you again shortly. Bye-bye.